Well, you've been hearing a lot of talk on Robin Hood Radio about monthly meetings in Sharon, actually twice a month, and in other towns in our area. And we've been talking about the funds that have come into local towns to help replace funds that were spent on COVID and funds that can be used by this grant to do things in that town that obviously might not be done because of the expense that the town ran into COVID. Well, Sharon has done something I think really terrific here. They have helped fund a program that the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon has going on. It's a virtual weekly stress management program. It's called Resilience, 20 Weeks to a Less Stressful Life with Meditation, Yoga, and Naturopathy. And, of course, we've all come through COVID, and this is a very important program. And with us today, we have Marion Williams to talk about this program, which is at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Marion, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on and talking about the program.
You know, well, we've been through quite a couple of years here, up and down, ins and outs, uncertainty, being locked down, you know, being in potential conflict with our friends and neighbors over masks, not masks, vaccines, not vaccines. Where are you name it, the COVID-19 has really doubled or tripled the stress that people live through on a daily basis. And a program like yours really will help deal with that in lots of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, the program's designed to help deal with in a holistic manner. So it's meditation, and then it's body movement with yoga, and then naturopathy, which is going to help people learn about things they can do at home to increase their health in a natural way.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, people, I think most people don't realize when they are suffering anxiety or depression. Now, people do understand when something happens unexpectedly and that they're anxious. But I think the long-term effects of what people live under, and COVID-19 is one of those, where really the anxiety and depression is built up over a long period of time, and that is on top of the anxiety and depression that come with normal day life. And I think what your program shows, and by the way, this is a Zoom program that's at the Hotchkiss Library, so everybody can easily participate in this. I think what your program does by combining a mixture of ways to deal with this does handle this on a short-term and a long-term basis.
Yeah, because these are techniques that people can learn to have in their lives ongoing, not just for right now. And it, you know, and I agree with you. The stress is cumulative and happens slowly over time. Like, for instance, people that used to go to the gym all of a sudden couldn't go to the gym anymore, so you stop exercising, and you kind of get used to that. A lot of people gained weight during COVID, too, right? And now that COVID's easing up a little bit, how do you reenter that? The yoga part will give some exercises people can do right there on the Zoom screen and, you know, learn to keep in their daily lives.
We're talking about the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon with their virtual weekly stress management program, Resilience, 20 Weeks to a Less Stressful Life with Meditation, Yoga, and Naturopathy. And now, Marion, obviously you're involved in this. Are there other people involved with these techniques that people will able to practice via the Zoom?
Yes, I'll be teaching meditation or different types of meditation techniques, very simple, you know, because everyone's different and has we need different ways to get in, you know, interior and get some silence. Then Anna Haravan is a yoga teacher who's going to be teaching simple chair yoga techniques. I think some of them may be standing or on the floor, but a lot of them are accessible by just sitting in front of the Zoom screen. And then Dr. Elizabeth Wing, who has just opened a clinic here in Sharon, is going to be teaching naturopathic techniques for increasing your health and managing stress at home.
Now, for those of you listening, this program is a free program, but you have to register. Now, it's an ongoing program. It's a program that is going to be running through July 20th with sessions, of course, via Zoom. You can register at HotchkissLibraryOfSharon.org/adult-events/resilience, or You can go to our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com, click on on-demand, click on this interview, and we will have the link right there on the interview. But if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, which I still really like to use a lot, that's a telephone. You can call the library at 860-364-5041. Now, I think, Marianne, what you've done with these sessions is pretty interesting, because you're going to keep people involved, because the sessions are dedicated 50% to meditation, a quarter to yoga, and then the naturopathy. So each session involves a series of different things that will keep people informed and watching.
Yeah, it's really great. There's like a whole menu, and they rotate, you know, so you can look at, you can register for one or for all of them, depending on what you want to learn. It really covers all the bases as far as things you can learn to do at home to manage stress.
Now, this program is going to be Wednesdays through July 20th, and it's going to start at 7:30 via Zoom, right?
7:30 to 8:30 by Zoom.
Was it hard to set this up with bringing in other instructors so you can all, you know, help people at one time in an hour's worth of work once a week?
It actually worked pretty easily, because I was doing this just myself last year during COVID on Wednesday nights, and people were asking for more than I could provide, so to talk about yoga or body movement or different things they could do to manage stress. So we took a break, and then Gretchen and I started to talk about, well, the possibility of actually increasing it, giving people more options, and these COVID funds were available, so we applied for a grant. So it wasn't really difficult. It was kind of an interesting, organic process.
And once again, go on.
Go ahead. Anita has done yoga for the library before, so some people may know her already. So, yeah, pretty organic process.
Well, you know, and I'm going to bring this in right now. You just heard that this has been done by a grant. The town of Sharon has received half their COVID funds, and they're going to get another half. And this is where you can participate twice a month. The group meets at Town Hall in Sharon and takes input from the public on what the public wants. And I think this is a really big step by the town to recognize your program, because I think it will open up the eyes of a lot of people that those COVID funds, yes, they can be spent on a lot of things municipal-wise, somebody's health, their mental health, their physical health can be affected by something as simple as this. And I give the town a lot of credit for recognizing this and funding you.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's really interesting that they would, take the step and give money for this to happen every Wednesday for 20 weeks. That's pretty good, you know.
And, of course, once again, the Hotchkiss Library is just an amazing place there. Of course, undergoing a renovation and an upgrading and making it more accessible over the course of the next year. But this program, once again, is at the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon. This is a Zoom program, a virtual weekly stress management program, resilience, 20 weeks to a less stressful life with meditation, yoga, and naturopathy. And once again, Wednesdays at 7:30 via Zoom. You can sign up by calling the Hotchkiss Library at 860-364-5041 or on the web, HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org/adult-events/resilience. And once again, this is a 20-week program, so you're not late. You can sign up anytime you want to sign up by going to those events, because it's a 20-week program that runs through Wednesday, July 20th. Well, Marianne, thanks for joining us today and explaining this, and good luck and keep this program going, and I hope a lot of people take advantage of what you and the other instructors will be offering via Zoom.
Yes, and thank you for having me on to talk about it. And also, I want to thank Gretchen Hackmaster, the director of the library, for helping us put this together and apply for the grant and allowing us to do this. It's going to be a great program.